KJAN Sports.
Time for that look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school cross country from last night. The Hawkeye 10 Conference holding its cross country meet in Glenwood last night. On the girls' side, individually, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood was the champion, running 18 minutes, 10.99 seconds. Second place, Taylor McCready of Atlantic. The sophomore ran 18 minutes, 43.65 seconds for runner-up. Brielle Baker of Creston and Braylon Baker of Creston were third and fourth, with Abby McIntyre of Glenwood placing fifth. Also for Atlantic, Pluma Pross ran 11th overall, while Madison Botos was 20th, Carson Rush 22nd, Ashley Went 24th, Addie DeArmond 26th. For Atlantic. Team title went to Harlan as they win it with 51 points, just a point better than Glenwood with 52. Atlantic was third with 83 points. Creston and Lewis Central round out the top five in the team standings last night. On the boys' side, also Glenwood last night, it was Trey Gross of Harlan capturing the championship with Connor Lanchel of Lewis Central and Aiden Rudloff of Lewis Central running two and three. Atlantic's Jalen Peterson placing fourth overall. Parson Covington of Glenwood rounds out the top five. Evan Brummer of Atlantic placing sixth last night, with Brad Dennis 13th. Cooper Gibson was 27th. Zane Berg 33rd to help the Atlantic effort last night. The team championship went to Lewis Central with 45 points. Glenwood, the runner-up, was 66. Atlantic placing third at 83 points. St. Albert and Harlan round out the top five teams in that meet last night. Western Iowa Conference also holding its cross-country championships last night in Audubon. In the girls' side, it was Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center winning the title, with three Logan Magnolia runners right behind her. Taylor Spohr, Courtney Spohr, and Kylie Morrison were 2, 3, and 4. Tori Castle of Trainer placing fifth. The rest of the top 10 includes Chloe Falcona of AHSTW, Alexis Post of Riverside, Julia Cook of AHSTW, Grace Slater of Audubon, and Hannah Tiggison of Audubon rounding out the top 10. Team championship goes to Logan Magnolia with 31 points. AHSTW with 63 was third. Tri-Center was fourth with 64. Trainer and Audubon round out the top five teams in that meet. On the boys' side last night in the Western Iowa Conference meet, it was Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer capturing the title, with Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley the runner-up. Trainer's Derek Thompson was third. IKM Manning's Quentin Dreyer fourth. Bryce Patton of Underwood was fifth. Tri-Center's Brett McGee was sixth. His teammate John Frank was seventh. And Caden Bryant of Tri-Center was eighth. Ben Schroeder of Riverside ninth. And Ryan Kahns of Trainer placing 10th. The team championship to Trainer with 48 points. Tri-Center with 50, the runner-up. IKM Manning at 74 for third place. Missouri Valley and Riverside round out the top five teams in that Western Iowa Conference meet. In high school volleyball play last night, the Western Iowa Conference tournament came to a close. The championship saw Trainer defeat Tri-Center by a final of 3-0. Underwood took third place with a 3-1 win over IKM Manning. Also in consolation play, it was Logan Magnolia topping AHSTW 2-0. Missouri Valley a 2-game sweep over Audubon. AHSTW over Missouri Valley 2 in a row. Logan Magnolia swept a pair from Riverside. Also, Missouri Valley beat Riverside 2 in a row, AHSTW over Riverside 2 in a row, and Audubon beat Logan Magnolia 2-1 in that meet last night. Also in corner conference play last night, Sydney defeated Griswold 3-0. Fremont Mills over South Page 3 in a row. East Mills beat Heartland Christian 3 straight. Stanton over Essex 3 in a row. Also last night, Shenandoah beat Thomas Jefferson 2 in a row. Shenandoah also over Southwest Valley 2-0. Well, the Atlantic Trojan football team travels to face the Shenandoah Mustangs tonight, and we'll have coverage for you tonight here on KJAN. The Trojans are looking to carry some momentum from a strong performance against Greene County over to this week. The Trojans racked up 399 yards of total offense against the Rams last week with a well-balanced attack. Shenandoah head coach Ty Ratliff said his team has been focused on trying to limit scrambling opportunities for Trojan quarterback Chase Mullenix.
As far as what we got to do, we've really got to make sure that we have the quarterback contained. You know, and we're playing our gap assignments on defense because, you know, they do have the capability to run the ball behind the line, but we've also got to be ready in pass coverage for what they bring there, too.
The Mustangs haven't been able to generate consistent offense of their own this season, but Ratliff says they've been improving week to week up front.
A lot of it's going to start up front. We've got to be able to base block a lot of stuff. That's kind of been one of our struggles at times. Just not maintaining some of our blocks right on the line of scrimmage. It's gotten better each week, but I do think that hopefully we can move the ball if we do maintain some of those blocks that we have missed.
The Mustangs are led by their quarterback, Kyle Servin, who's thrown for 612 yards and rushed for 199. The Mustangs have adapted their scheme to give Servin a chance to run, and Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said the Trojans will be focused on trying to set the edge.
Their quarterback's probably the guy that everything revolves around, even though he's not a passer, but he can hurt you with his feet, so they're going to do a lot of misdirection. They've gotten into the shotgun and done some wing tee stuff out of the shotgun where they're pulling guards one way and the backs are going another way, so it's going to be real critical for our defense and our linebackers to read their keys and follow them, and that's what this offense is based off of, is if you're undisciplined, they're going to hurt you.
Atlantic had some success last week with a quick-hitting run game, and Coach McDermott said they'll look for more of that this week.
Well, they got two big tackles that are going to be tough to move, so our guys are going to have their work cut out for them. They like putting a lot of guys in the box, so when we do decide to throw, I think that stuff's going to be open, but a lot of our stuff is predicated off of play action, and so that means we're going to have to be able to run the ball. We will spread it out a little bit, but we're also going to try to, just do what we did last week. I think that's what we can hang our hat on is getting some quick hitters and running the football.
Well, you can hear more from Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview at 4:45 this afternoon. The Trojans and the Mustangs are set for a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. Our pregame coverage begins at 6:30. You can catch the game live on the air, online, or on the web app. You can also find live video on our Facebook page. Our weekly pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, will air at 6 p.m. prior to the pregame, and stay tuned afterward for all the scores around the state on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show starting at 10 o'clock tonight. In the NFL last night, the Philadelphia Eagles pulled out of their season-opening slump while adding to the frustration of the New York Giants. Carson Wentz threw for a season-high 3 touchdowns, and the Eagles avoided their first 3-game losing streak since 2016 as they downed the Giants 34-13 at the Meadowlands. If Iowa forward Tyler Cook needed additional motivation for the upcoming season, he may have gotten some from the Big Ten Media Day. The junior was left off of the All-Big Ten preseason team after a sophomore campaign in which he averaged more than 15 points and nearly 7 rebounds.
Yeah, he probably should be upset. And I always look at those lists and say, well, yeah, he probably should be on there. There's no question in my mind he should be on there. But it's not like you look at that list and say, a particular player is not really good. That's essentially what this league is. Everybody that's on there is really good.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says Cook should have made the list, but he says he has much bigger goals.
And I think more importantly, where do you end up? Preseason lists, preseason rankings don't mean a thing. We got to play the season and we got to see where you end up. And for him, I think it's more important that he end up as a first-round draft pick than on any all-conference team.
Hawkeyes open up their season next month. We'll have Hawkeye basketball for you again this year here on the radio. After enduring a 13-18 season a year ago that Coach Steve Prohm called miserable, the Iowa State basketball team is confident they can regain their winning ways. An influx of new talent should mix with the veterans to form a team that should make some strides.
Once you get going and the newness wears off and the excitement wears off, can you continue to build good habits of doing things the right way every day, whether it's ball movement, player movement, and really sharing a basketball, but they've done a really good job up to this point.
One of the newcomers is senior guard Mariel Shayok, who sat out last season after transferring from Virginia.
We have a balanced group of veterans and obviously incoming guys and guys who have a year or two under their belt. The sky's the limit. It's up to us just to come prepared to work every day and just listen to coach and just do what we came to do.
Cyclones open up their season on November 6th. And the Milwaukee Brewers and Los Angeles Dodgers have set their rotations for the first 3 games of the National League Championship Series. The Brewers will go with Gio Gonzalez in tonight's opener against Dodgers ace left-hander Clayton Kershaw. Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell will start Wade Miley against Hyun-Jin Ryu for Game 2, followed by Ulysses Chacin versus Walker Buehler in the third game, which will be in Los Angeles. And the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed to a 1-year deal with Adam Wainwright, bringing the veteran right-hander back to the only major league team he's ever pitched for. The 37-year-old Wainwright has been with St. Louis since making his big league debut in 2005. He's fifth on the team's career list with 148 wins and second with 1,623 strikeouts. He missed most of this past season with a hamstring and elbow problems. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.